Race 2, number 13, Sir Laszlo, number 13. The third at Caulfield, 3 Chase the Horizon, 7 Floral Fever, and 15 A Tuna Courage, 3, 7 and 15. Race 4, number 6, Mandy, 8 Alaskan Sun, and 9 Fouquard, 6, 8 and 9. Caulfield Race number 5, 6 Will's Bid, 7 Easy Beast, 8 Explicity, 10 She's Our Gift, and 12 Faith in Hand. 6, 7, 8, 10 and 12. Race 6, number 7, Was and Me and 13 Sneakers, 7 and 13. Race 7, number 7, Another Diamond, 8 Shavara, 12 Very Choosy, 14 Chance of a Lifetime, and 15 The Emergency. 7, 8, 12, 14 and 15. Race 8, number 9, Mukaki and 11, Walloon Region, 9 and 11. And the last race, 9, number 7, Show a Star. Race 9, number 7. That's the information for Caulfield. We move now to the Eagle Farm program. The feature race there today is the Group 2 Victory Stakes. The weather is fine today, temperatures in the mid-20s. Soft 7 due to the remedial work that's taken place over the last month. There was no dew this morning, the penetrometer 5.3. That's the information for tracks at Eagle Farm. Race 1, take out 9 Wigglesworth. Race 1, number 9. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, take out 10 Tony May. Race 3, number 10. Race number 4, take out 3 Condor Heroes. Race 4, number 3. Race 5 at Eagle Farm, take out 2 I'm a Ripper, 4 Final Zero, and 5 The Last Kiss, 2, 4 and 5. Race 6, take out 5 Good Standing, it's a field of 6 in the Victory Stakes, the Lone Scratching, 5 Good Standing. Race 7 is clear, the Gunsin Classic. Race 8, take out 1 Lucky Tom, and 6 Polar Nikes, 1 and 6, and Race 8, that is it, take out 1 and 6. So they're the scratchings for the program today at Eagle Farm. As I say, the track is a soft 7. We'll wait and see how it plays after so much discussion during the week. And Morfordville Park's in Adelaide, so racing today on the inner track there. It's a soft 6, penetrometer 6.03, and a soft 6 there. Let's check out the scratchings for Morfordville Park. Race 1, take out 3 Easy Beast and 12 It's a Myth, 3 and 12. Race 2, take out 10 Wasabi Bob and 17 Storms of Brewing, 10 and 17. Now, these scratchings haven't quite gone interim at this stage. They're not far away. Race 3, take out 8 Sir Laszlo and 12 Presumption, 8 and 12. Race 4, number 5, Light It Up, 8, Core Breach, and the emergencies 14, 15 and 16. That's 5, 8, 14, 15 and 16 out of race 4. Race 5, take out 5, Hidden Value, 11, Rhythmatic, 16, Correct Call, and then 18 and 19. 5, 11, 16, 18 and 19 out of race 5. Race 6 at Morfordville Parks, take out 2 Killarney Kid, 7 Whistle Baby and 12 St Swithin's, 2, 7 and 12. Race 7, take out 7 Extra Olives, 13 Tantab Beauty, 15 Zalani and 17 A Missed Opportunity. That's 7, 13, 15 and 17. And Race 8, take out 2 Anaheim, who runs at Caulfield, and 12 He Excels. 2 and 12. As I say, those scratchings haven't quite gone interim, but they're not far away for Morfordville Parks. Don't forget, on Sky Sports Radio, Peter Ellis will preview that program at 11 o'clock, and straight after, form analyst Steve Moran will give his selections for Caulfield. That's from 11 this morning. They're all the scratchings. In a moment, we'll start looking at the big meeting at Hawkesbury.
Prize money for the Wagga Cup Carnival May 4 and 5 will be a record $667,500. The $150,000 listed Christopher Graydon Jewellers Wagga Gold Cup highlights two terrific days of racing. Prize money for the Audi Centre Wagga MTC Guineas has jumped to $80,000. Thursday's 4X Gold Wagga Town Plate has received a boost of $10,000. And the two-year-old handicap carries a $50,000 Inglis Race Series bonus.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. Two-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Hoovy Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Hoovy Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Hoovy Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Before, during and after the Wagga Cup Carnival, make your headquarters the Union Club Hotel.
The Union is smack bang in the heart of Wagga Wagga and is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner over the carnival.
Play safe and ride their courtesy bus to and from the races.
Full tab facilities are available and there's live music on the balcony following the races.
The Big Sports Breakfast is live from the Union on Friday. So come down and say hello to TK and Slats.
All this and more at the Union Club Hotel, Wagga Wagga.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. We're on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Wherever you are, we welcome you to our Hawkesbury preview with Ron Duffacy. Ray Thomas will join us shortly, as well as the Tabs Glenn Munsey with all the markets. We'll have the tips from Darren Flindell. So a big preview coming up. And let's start up with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. It's obviously a very big program now at Hawkesbury. It's become, I think it's the 12th or 13th meeting of the standalone, and it's really worked well. Prompt Response was one that you worked through, and Jay Ford will take the ride there on Motor. That's race six, number 16.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. The stable just deciding with Prompt Response if they could get a rider to take the weight at 55, but they've elected to run on the guineas.
Okay, so Jay Ford there, race six, number 16. Righto, take us through some horses, mate.
In the first race, Andrew, Morta Platoon, Canterbury on the 17th of April. Finished fourth behind Beretta. Went back in the race. Hugh Lomer took some inside runs on the horse, but in the straight, it never really got out to about the 150-metre mark where it closed off strongly. It certainly should have finished closer. Down to race four, Palazzo Publico at Rosehill on the 11th of March. It was first up in the Morris McCartan. Finished down the track, but after the race, it was found to have cardiac arrhythmia and a poor recovery rate. And it's obviously gone back to the trial since then, Andrew, where it won a trial at Randwick on the 18th. And the necessary veterinary clearances have been received, but it explained its first up run.
Okay, and just on that, Mark, with that, because we're hearing the terms a lot more, is it something that a horse can suffer again?
Look, it certainly is. It's not something that we see commonly, but there's some horses do have a predisposition to it. And if it happens more than once, there's certain other tests that we put them through to make sure that the horses are not going to be a risk when they're being ridden. But look, I'd say that more often than not, they don't, but occasionally it will reoccur. But look, it's gone back to the trials, and obviously...
Yep.
We've got the necessary clearances, so, let's fingers crossed that it doesn't reoccur.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it's just a term that I think many of our listeners, we've all become accustomed to. Righto, where's your next one?
In the fifth race, Andrew, Better Not Blue out of the Provincial Championships, 8th of April, finished second there behind Mary Orbit. Just making the home turn as it commenced to improve, it had to be checked to avoid heels and then had to come to the extreme outside to obtain clear running. Whilst I don't know whether it will trouble the winner, Mary Orbit certainly should have finished closer than what it did. And then take you over to the Cup, Fabrizio. It's been well documented there. It raced disappointingly at Randwick on the 15th. I think it was beaten about 18 lengths behind Kelly Will Fly, but obviously gone back to the trials at Hawkesbury on the 24th of April, where it won that trial. So stable just put that down to racing first up on a very wet track and obviously carrying a heavy weight of 61 kilos. And the last horse I mentioned during the last race, Broadside at Warwick Farm on the 12th of April, first up over 1,600 metres, and Kieran McAvoy tried to go forward on the horse when caught wide, but unfortunately couldn't cross, and the horse raced three wide without cover for the entirety of the race, and in the circumstances, racing first up, its efforts had some excuses, beaten five lengths behind So Willie.
Okay, Broadside there in the last race, 9, number 2. Okay, first at 5 to 12, you better head off, Maple. Hopefully not hear too much from the stewards.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, mate. That's Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron, are you back? Ron Duffersey?
I'm back, Andrew.
Fair dinkum. Listeners and viewers, he sent me a photo, which is going to hit social media, Ron. You don't send photos to me and then not expect them to go somewhere. It doesn't
you
give
think
a credit to...
You think I'm joking when you said my breakfast has arrived, don't you?
No, I do, yeah, I do. But there it was. It was a half-eaten sausage, two pieces of toast and a poached egg on top. And there could only one person that could match that, and that's either of the next two. Ray Thomas and Glenn Munsey. I reckon I might go to Munns to see whether he can match that. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Ray, when you come on. You know, I don't want to embarrass Cheryl, Andrew, but, you know, the breakfast that gets dished up here on a normal basis, you know, you've seen the examples that I bring into the van there. And, you know, I've just it was just the Bircher Muesli with the strawberries, the blueberries, the slivered almonds, the hazelnuts, and,
well,
the coconut on top. To the
all
morning.
I can say is, I would have enjoyed Duff's a lot more.
Oh, yeah, but my body's a temple, Andrew, and I've got to look after it in the right way.
Yeah. Good game,
Ray Thomas.
Anyway.
Ray would have had a quiet breakfast this morning. How are you, Ray?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Ronnie and Glenn. Yeah, look, I can't match those two boys, but a bit of cereal and a cappuccino, and looking forward to Hawkesbury. Beautiful day out here, sun shining, good track, and a really good race day.
It is. We've got 9 races to look at, guys, so let's hook into it. The first race, Glenn, the Provincial Stayers, sponsored by the Richmond Club, is due at 11:55.
Yeah, it seems as though it's on in a minute, Andrew. for this race here, let's get into them. We've got My Giuliano here is a $6.50 chance. Lord de Air at 12. Mortar Platoon, a $7 chance. Plot Twist at 17. Looking at You, $2.60 favourite. Great Glen, thanks to the owners for naming it after me, at $4.40. Super Haze out, no deduction. Napoleon is 11. Earized at 17, and Last Try wins at 26. Best supported runner here is Looking at You, looking for 3 wins in a row. And thanks to the boys in the office for changing nearly every price on the runners after I'd written down the prices as well.
Speed here, well, this favourite, Looking at You, he's an on-pace sort of a horse, so I couldn't see much other speed in the race. It goes forward. Maybe My Giuliano, because he's up sharply in distance here. And Lord Dier is the other one I had pushing forward.
Yeah, interesting race to start the day, Ron. I'm taking a bit of a punt on Great Glen. Look, he's only had the 2 starts in Australia for Chris Waller. They've both been solid efforts in weaker company, but I just like the way he worked the line at Sandown his most recent run. He ran 5th that day, beaten over 4 lengths. The key this afternoon or this morning, getting out to 2,100 metres. He's bred to stay. He did win his maiden over 2,300 in England. I just think he's got a bit of upside, this horse, and I'm interested to see what he can do now he's out to a trip. He sets up nicely here, 3rd up at the 2100. 6 Great Glen on top. No knock on number 5, Looking at You. He's going for the hat trick, as Glen said. Has real desire to win this horse, as he needed to do to run down Paragon at Hawkesbury last start. Paragon's a tough front runner, but Looking at You never shirked his task at any stage. And as Ronnie said, he'll be up on speed, making his own luck again. Number 1, My Giuliano, probably the best performed horse in the race, but it is a steep jump from his 1300 first up at Warwick Farm straight to 2100 metres. But he's a natural stayer, and maybe one more run under his belt, he'd be the horse to be. But just that lack of recent racing, a slight concern. And look, I'm giving 4 Plot Twist some chance to improve. He'd need to. His 2 runs back have been disappointing, but on top of the ground today, also a horse who will appreciate now getting up in trip. If he runs well today, then follow him through his campaign and gets to 2,400 and further. As Peter Snowden told you earlier, Ronnie, he'll certainly come into his own. 6 Great Glen, bit of a punt here in the first. I think he's a horse with some upside. 6, 5, 1, and 4.
Yeah, I'm with him as well. I think he's got more upside than most here. He's lightly raced import. He's had his 2 runs in Victoria. He comes out of the first up behind that Grand Dreamer race, and it was a slowly run race. He got out sprinted on the turn, and I like the way he knuckled down late. And then at Sandown last time, he found himself on the wrong part of the track there, and it has to be forgiving. I'll go with him today. I think looking at you is the danger of the others. 9 Earized, trained on the track, a 3-year-old. He's surprised at big odds there in the pack of plate. And if he can run up to that performance, he's certainly got a chance here. And Mortimer Platoon should have finished closer last time, and back on a firmer track up in distance helps. 6, 5, 9, and 3.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling all the action at Hawkesbury today, and in the first race, the provincial stayers. He likes 3 Mortimer Platoon to beat 6, 5, and 4. 3, 6, 5, and 4 for Darren in race number 1. Race 2, Glenn, it's the Tab Clarendon Stakes, and of course Clarendon is where you can get off on the train, get on the Western Line, and you can head out there via train today.
Yeah, and you can duck into the pub, which is the other side of the railway station, Andrew, before you come into the race if you want to have a coldie. We've got Serena Bay here with the nasal strip on today, but the cross nose band taken off. It's $1.85. Tangled, which came out this morning, 10 cents a win and nothing to place. Go Daddy Go with blinkers on at $12. Icon of Dubai is a $3.90 chance. So Bizarre at $7.50. Dragon 8 at $21. Charlie Chap at $23. And then we've got Fifth Affair as a $11 chance. And once again, thank you, boys, for changing every price again after I've written them down. Complete waste of time doing it. We've got the favourite here is the best supported runner. It's not an overly vigorous betting race. That is Serena Bay. Icon of Dubai went up $15 in this race. Serena Bay went up $1.80 and Tangled went up $6. Icon of Dubai is the second most popular runner, and they're the only two they've shown any interest in.
She gets complete control, you would expect here. So Serena Bay, possibly Dragon 8, could go forward to a certain extent. I don't know, we got back a little bit at Taree, but we're just dreaming up numbers here. I think Peter said maybe Icon of Dubai will race closer from an inside draw there today. But it's all about the favourite as far as the speed's concerned.
Yeah, and hard to tip against her, isn't it, Ronnie? She should just, as you said, control this race from in front. Very good filly, 5 starts, 3 wins, and Group 2 place last behind 2 promising types in Shoals and Formality. I've got no issue with her at the 1,300, particularly how she'll control the tempo in front. And look, just she's short enough, but she does look the winner of the one, Serena Bay. I'm convinced the 4 Icon of Dubai is a very promising horse. If you backed him at Canterbury, you're probably disappointed with his effort, but not a lot for him went right that day in that Easter Monday meeting. The key this afternoon, firm track up to 1,300. He'll improve out of sight here. If there is a danger to Serena Bay, it is Icon of Dubai. Number 5, So Bizarre, is a pretty handy run on debut in the Mighty Fed race in that midweeker at Warwick Farm. The format of that race has really held up, with the Mighty Fed winning Simps and Pirata coming out and winning early in the week. He's a nice type on the improve. And the 3, Go Daddy Go, sold enough in the Serena Bay race at Kembla last start. Had over a month between runs and needs to make up about 6 lengths on the filly, but it could perhaps be top 4. It's all about her in the second one. He won Serena Bay. I can't tip against her. 1, 4, 5, and 3.
Yeah, she's hard to get away from her, that, you know, Group 2 last time, and all of a sudden she's here and meeting horses that are maidenous. So she picks herself. She's got a good, confident feel about him. Icon of Dubai, hasn't he? He's with that adjustment in the market, and listening to Peter this morning, everything seems gung-ho about him. So I'm wary of him now. 5, So Bizarre, as you said, there's been form out of that debut run. So that shapes up okay. And I thought the local Charlie Chap could put his number in the frame somewhere. 1, 4, 5, 7.
1, 4, 5, and 7 for Ron. For Darren Flindell, 1 Serena Bay to beat 3, 4, and 8. 1, 3, 4, and 8 in the Tab Clarendon Stakes. We're at Hawkesbury for the major metropolitan meeting, and we're not ignoring the Tab Highways, Glenn.
No, today's Tab Highway, Andrew, was a Class 3 1100, so they start right at the back of the chute. There on the side of the track now, with the extension of the straight there, we go to 1100 in the chute rather than 1000. The only trouble is they get behind the trees there to see them. We've got Wanna Get a What, that's the name of the horse in this. It's a $5 chance. Ruthless Agent with the blinkers off at $3.50 and favourite Moss My Name, resuming for Cameron Crockett, $4.40. Major Sharp with the visor on, but the blinker's taken off at $14. Under the Thumb came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Love's a Hassle at $7. Still Undaunted, blinkers off and Lugging Bit off at $10. Don't Doubt Hers, a $4.80 chance. Penny Shares at $41. And I'm a Cool Kid came out yesterday, 14 cents a win and nothing the place. Best supported runner here, and roughly half the investment on the race is on Ruthless Agent. The boys put it back up $3.20 this morning and have already pushed it to $3.50, probably just to get some percentages out of the market here. Second pick is Moss My Name, and third pick is Don't Doubt Her, just in front of Major Sharp.
Speed here. Well, Penny Shares has got some speed from Barrier 1. You've got Wanna Get a Watt, who can go forward. It's pretty quick. And then possibly Moss My Name pushing forward from out wide there, still Undaunted just camping behind them.
Yeah, Ruthless Agent, probably short of his best today, weighing 1,100, but a couple of scratchings, just has seven rivals, and from that two gate, he should settle just in behind the leaders with the nice run. And look, he's a promising horse, Ruthless Agent. He's a strong finishing type. His record's encouraging, six starts, three wins. He's had a couple of Tab Highway goes and been competitive on both occasions in over summer, and in between those runs, he was a little bit unlucky in the Goulburn Country Championship qualifier. So fresh up into this afternoon's race, I think he's well placed. As I said, the distance is a slight concern, but he should be close enough and get his opportunity to run them down. I'm pretty keen on two Ruthless Agent. From three Moss My Name, resuming today, usually a horse who does sprint well fresh and did win a Tab Highway first up at Rose Hill over 1,100 metres back in August. Watch for Moss My Name. He's the big danger. Number six, Love's a Hassle. Two starts, two wins, and he tapped along well at Mudgee first up. This is a much tougher ask, but he's a horse going places. And number seven, Still Undaunted. I thought had excuses in the Tab Highway at Randwick last start on that heavy track. Back on top of the ground, I think he'll run a better race. But I think number two, Ruthless Agent, despite those concerns about the trip on, he is the horse to beat in the third. Two, three, six, and seven.
Yeah, I just got to gamble against the favourite because of the 1,100-metre factor. I just think he's more of a 1,300-metre type of horse, but still could ambush them here. I want to. I think the $10 is attractive about Still Undaunted here. The blinkers are coming off. I have to forgive his last run on a heavy track at 1,200 metres. Back to drier from an acceptable draw. I'll judge on the Corridor and Scone wins, and he's right in a race like this. I think Moss My Name's the danger. Lovely trial recently. Well, he's had a couple of trials now, this mare, and she looks tuned up. I know she's had a long break, but she did win an 1,100 highway first up at Rose Hill last preparation. A little query about how hard this track is for her. I would have preferred a drop of rain for her, but I still think she's right in this. Eight Don't Doubt Her is a big, big watch. Resumes without a trial, but has plenty of talent, this filly. Don't sell her short with 53 on her back, and Loves a Hassle's an interesting horse. Lacks a bit of experience, but looks talented. That first win at Narromine last year, five winners have come out of that race, and even a winner's come out of that Munchie race last time. So there's a little bit of depth to those races that he has contested. 7, 3, 8, and 6.
Darren Flindell goes with Ruthless Agent here for Kurt Goldman, number two, to beat 1, 3, and 6. 2, 1, 3, and 6. For Darren, and just on Kurt Goldman, his good horse Eckstein had a barrier trial after the last race yesterday at Goulburn. It's available to you on the Sky site as well as the Racing NSW site with Fell Swoop. It covered ground, Fell Swoop, and it won the trial from Eckstein, who's being set towards Scone in a couple of weeks' time. So that trial is available to you if you want to have a look at it, particularly through the Racing New South Wales website. We're going to take a break as we get through the Hawkesbury program. The next race after the break to look at will be the Hawkesbury 4X Gold Rush.
New South Wales country racing just keeps getting better, and this Sunday, Tamworth is fully charged. The $100,000 Tamworth Cup is the feature on a card carrying country showcase prize money. Catch our Racing HQ preview at 10, then Tamworth Cup Day this Sunday on Sky Sports Radio.
Get trackside for the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club this Thursday and Friday.
Be surprised in Wagga Wagga with exciting events and great pubs, clubs and restaurants. There's something for everyone.
Plan a trip for the weekend or stay the week. See you at the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival this Thursday and Friday.
To find
sales, one great location. Don't miss the HTBA Scone Yearling Sale, May 14 and 15, followed by the Scone Weanling and Thoroughbred Sale, also May 15, both at White Park Scone. Visit inglis.com.au.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Prize money for the Wagga Cup Carnival May 4 and 5 will be a record $667,500. The $150,000 listed Christopher Graydon Jewellers Wagga Gold Cup highlights two terrific days of racing. Prize money for the Audi Centre Wagga MTC Guineas has jumped to $80,000. Thursday's 4X Gold Wagga Town Plate has received a boost to $110,000. And the two-year-old handicap carries a $50,000 Inglis Race Series bonus. Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Some great racing coming up at Hawkesbury this afternoon. The ladies are starting to doll themselves up because today the Skin Fitness Fashion Stakes are on. And the winner, I think, gets a trip to the Melbourne Cup later on in the year for two people. Lots of other great prizes, $12,000 worth of Skin Fitness Fashion Stakes prizes to be won. Smartphones, you can take photos free. Oh, just all going on. I know Munsey will be a part of that, Glenn.
Oh, I'll do my best, Andrew. You know, I look stripped a dummy to get, you know, what I've got on today. I'm wearing a beautiful ensemble today, actually. You can't...
Righto, well, you're a chance. Linda Fenwick, Kathy McAvoy and Christine Bowman are the judges there. Looking forward to it all unfolding regarding the Skin Fitness Fashion Stakes this afternoon.
Oh,
all
right. I can't compliment, you know, Kathy and Christine and as much as I do. They're lovely, lovely people. If I do get the opportunity to go enter into that fashions in the field, they're lovely ladies.
They may come and select you, Glenn, but what I'm selecting you to do right now is the market for the Gold Rush.
Well, this is the first leg of the Big Six, Andrew, and a great segue in that ad break there to tell us about the projected pool of $135,000 for the Big Six today. And the first leg is the Hawkesbury 4X Gold Rush here, over 1,100 metres. It's a quality handicap, and we start with That's a Good Idea, and it's a $5.50 chance. Felines, $4.80 and favourite. Clearly Innocent, back at the races today, now trained by Chris Lees at $5.50. Palazzo Pubblico is an $11 chance. Cool Ring at $16. Straturbo at $15. Brook Road is a $15 chance. Grundesite at $8.50. Old North, well, he's back a little bit different today. He's back as a gelding to start with. He's got a Norton bid on. They've taken the cross noseband off, and they've taken the tongue tie off, and he's an $8 chance. Burning Passion at $8. Cadiro came out yesterday, 4 cents a win and nothing the place. And Heart Tester with the blinkers on today, but the winkers taken off at $34. Easily, the best supported runner here is Clearly Innocent. Around about 40% of the total investment on the race is on Clearly Innocent. The boys did put it back up $6 first thing this morning. He's already $5.50. He's got three times the amount of money than on Brook Road, who they've given a twist from $9.50 to $15 already today. Third pick is Brook Road stablemate Felines.
Speed. Look, it might be a race he could find the front in for the first time for a long time. That's a good idea. Crossing from pretty well out wide. Straturbo, a box seat behind him. Felines won't be far away. And maybe Cool Ring gets a card across with That's a Good Idea.
In a few races today, Ronnie, and this is another one with Felines. Look, she comes out of the Challenge Stakes and the Galaxy, where she was competitive, finishing just behind the place getters into the Hawkesbury Rush today. Obviously a drop in grade. She's rock hard fit. I know 1,100, she's only won once at that trip. She's a seven-time winner at the 1,000, but just with the run she's going to get here, I think she'll get every chance. And, look, I think she's ready to win number two, Felines. The big dangers are 9, Old North, and 3, Clearly Innocent. They're both really talented horses. Old North resuming here. As Glenn said, he's been gelded since he was last in work. This is obviously well short of his best trip, but with the speed on up front, horses like Old North and Clearly Innocent could ambush them late. I've loved the way he's gone in his two recent trials, Old North, and he's ready to dispute quite sharply here. Similarly, number three, Clearly Innocent, 1,100 might be a fraction short of his best, but he's got a booming finish, this horse, and the firm track certainly gives him an opportunity to get home hard. And number one, that's a good idea. It's been a while since he's won, but a couple of his trials have been encouraging, and as Ronnie said, he might be able to control the tempo up front here and on a firm track. And on his best form, he'd be very hard to run down. Two felines, gets run of the race here, Ron, and should be hard to beat. 2, 9, 3, and 1.
Yeah, tricky race. Look, I wanted to have a throw at the stumps here with That's a Good Idea. I know he hasn't won in nearly a year, but, you know, I thought they'd adjust him out in the market more than in. You know, he was $7 last night, $5.50. I thought he'd be more an $8 sort of chance here. But, look, I'll stay with him. Hopefully he can get to the front and do his thing. Drier track suits him. His trial was nice. I'll go with him. I think Clearly Innocent is the big, big danger. Kept nice and fresh for this race, looked good at the trials, and should be ambushing them late here. I respect Old North. Would have preferred one or two more speed horses in the race for him. But he did a similar thing last preparation. I know he was a colt then, and he trialled brilliantly, and then pulled his head off in that Theo Marks and went awful. But maybe they've looked at that and said, OK, well, we'll fix you. We'll run you at 1,100. That'll stop you from pulling in a race. And if he settles out the back, he will run home really hard here. And, look, no big knock on felines, just that record speaks for itself with the 1,100-metre form compared to the 1,000-metre form. But there is only one turn to get around, and she has one for one here at Hawkesbury, which is important. I'll go 1, 3, 9, and 2.
All right, so That's a Good Idea on top there for Ron. Darren Flindell likes Grunderzeet, number 8 for Godolphin, to be 2, 4, and 9. 8, 2, 4, and 9. And it sounds like, Glenn, just listening to that market, I mean, there's one there, Brook Road, easing out. They're just getting percentages together there.
Yeah, well, it was quite funny, Andrew. The first markets I wrote down with this morning was, you know, $7, That's a Good Idea. Ronnie said last night. Well, Cadero was out last night, so they usually, in those situations, they stick with what they've got Friday night. So you got That's a Good Idea was 7 to 5.50, Clearly Innocent 6 to 5.50, Cool Ring 15 to 16, Straturbo 16 to 15, Brook Road 9.50 to 15, Grunderzeit 8 to 8.50, Burning Passion 8.50 to 8. So, you know, there was multiple changes there. The biggest ones of those was That's a Good Idea coming in and Brook Road going out.
All righto, that's the 4X Gold Rush. Let's move to the next now at Hawkesbury. It's race 5, the Blake's Marine over the 1,300. Glenn?
Yeah, and another very, very long time sponsor of the Hawkesbury Race Club here, Blake's Marine. And they've done it to me again, the boys here. They've changed them all. Better Not Blue is now an $8.50 chance. Invincible at 7. We've got Leopari, $6.50. Encosta Line at 14. Mischievous Devil at 23. Astara, $5, and Favourite. Spy Dakota, 34. Lanciado, $6.50. Dream Lane at $15. Yuma Desert came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Kanachi at $13. Walier at $15. Feeling the Love at 23. Il Mio Destino at 26. The only other runner is Braces, and it has gone now a $19 chance. Scratch the emergencies, no deductions taken there. Well, you know, punters have said this is too tough for us. Most popular runner dollar-wise here is Dream Lane in front of Mischievous Devil and Better Not Blue. But the major change this morning, Leopari went back up 480. They've pushed it to 650. Astara went up 550. It's into 5. They're sort of the two major ones there, the two hard in the market.
Speed, well, El Mio Destino will kick up on the inside here, and it's got nice gate speed. Volier can go forward. Astara's got a little bit of speed in her own right, so little queries on her racing pattern in Australia, but it looks like El Mio Destino and Volier.
Probably hardest race of the day, Ron. Look, I'm going to have go a little bit wide here with 2 Invincible. I thought we'd get better than 7s. We might on track. Resumes today off a disappointing summer prep, Invincible, it must be said, but back in the spring he was first up at Rose Hill and he won over 1,400 metres and backed that up at Randwick. He was in good touch then, was sent for a short let-up, as I said, didn't come up last summer. But I've loved his recent Warwick Farm trial. I know it was a synthetic track and he only had 3 rivals, but he was sharp, he was keen, he ran time. He's drawn nicely here, should lob in behind those leaders that Ronnie mentioned, Neil Mio, Destino and Bold here, get the run of the race here, and around $7 or $8 I think he's worth the gamble to Invincible. The danger number one, Better Not Blue, gets back but charges home as he has done in both his recent runs, the Wyong Provincial Championships qualifier when he just missed behind Noble Joey, and again in the final at Randwick when he chased home Mary Orr. A very talented horse, and with any sort of luck in running, Better Not Blue will be right in the finish here. Number six, The Star, is the big watch. This filly coming from New Zealand where she's a stakes winner and was competing at Group 1 level. The two trials have been sound for Peter and Paul Snowden. It's a little awkwardly drawn here, but if she gets across into the right spot, the class will carry her a long way. And I'm convinced Lanciato is going to run a race here. Ronnie hasn't appeared since he won at Rosedale back in February over 1,400 metres. I know Mark Newman's been frustrated trying to find a dry track for Lanciato. He's been patient, gets it today, and with a decent tempo up front, he'll be ambushing them late out wide. But two Invincible, again, run of the race stuff, just might fall his way today. And off that trial, he looks primed to run well first up. 2, 1, 6, and 8 in the fifth one.
Yeah, look, I'm going to gamble on this ex-Kiwi, Astara. Now, with the team Snowden, I've liked the two trials. Had something left in that latest one. Look, although a big query, I'd be looking for late confidence on track and just have a run the eye over in the yard. But look, this filly, I think, can go well against the older horses here. I think the two Chris Waller horses are the dangers. They just appears that they're being just held back from the carnival over on these wet tracks. And, you know, Invincible with a 75-day gap and two trials just ticking along, and Leopari with a 56-day break and a trial just waiting for dry tracks at the end of the carnival. I thought Leopari may be the danger number three. Invincible has to go in. And of the others, number eight, Lanciato, similar situation. Resumes off a freshen, off a win, and it was a confidence win because he needed one. And I've got him in the frame as well. Really tricky race. Six on top from 3, 2, and 8.
Yeah, six on top as well for race caller Darren Flindell, Astara, to be 2, 3, and 12. 6, 2, 3, and 12. And for those that may not have had it, number 11, Kanachi, in that race is Corey Brown. Maybe some of our country listeners. C. Brown, race 5, number 11. To race 6, we get to the regular quaddy now. This is the start of it, the 2017 Godolphin Crown.
Yeah, this is a Group 3 event here for fillies and mares, and we start with Tsaritsa at $23. Artistry, $2.90 favourite. Sweet Redemption, $6.50. El Lou at 19. Slightly Sweet with the blinkers off at $34. Serene Majesty, 13. Kinshachi at $14. Daisy Doom at $4.60. Hieroglyphics is out. Shillelagh at 14. Sabrina at 26. Unequivocal out, no deduction. Maternal, 11. Brigadoon Rise, 26. Reby Rampart, out, no deduction. Modar, J Ford the Rider, blinkers back on, $26. And Prompt Response is a scratching. Best supported runner on the program here is Artistry. She went up, hang on to your hats here, $7.50 on Wednesday. By form line, I think on Thursday night, Ronnie, $4, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, $4, $3.50 yesterday. Open $3.50 this morning. They've taken $3.50, $3.20, $3.10, now $2.90.
They've taken, have they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's 1,573 out of it so far this morning, straight out. There's 1,364 out of it in multi so far today as well.
I thought I might have better G up everything I've tipped here today. You'd bring it in. Anyway.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, Ron. Yeah.
Sweet Redemption goes forward. Daisy Doom goes forward. Maybe Brigadoon Rise. Don't know what they do from Kinshachi from out wide.
Mm. And Artistry, Ron?
Artistry, beautiful position, I would have thought. Maps quite nicely. She's a genuine mare who you can put anywhere, and she starts from barrier three here. So she'll be just tagging the horses on the speed just perfectly.
Yeah, look, she's probably short enough now at the 290, but there's no surprise that everyone's getting on Artistry because, as Ronnie said, she's just going to get the right run here just off the speed. She's a mare in form. Two runs back have been super. She stormed home to win the Morris McCartan first up at 1,100, which is probably sort of her best. And Ben was very game in the Secret Agenda race, the Sapphire Stakes, during the championships. And third up here, she presents beautifully from that favourable draw. Peter and Paul Snowden, Hugh Bowman, they could have a big day here. And look, I can't tip against the two artistry. I just think she gets everything in her favour here to run very, very well. The three, Sweet Redemption, I take on what Adrian Bott was telling you earlier, Ron, that she's probably a best second up. But she has had three trials going into this, and they've been pretty good trials. The most recent one, she was given a good sound out. Maybe one run short of her best, but she'll be up on speed and she'll run a race here. The 8 Daisy Doom, run of the race stuff, been against her all autumn. If things fall her way, she could blow this field away. She was terrific in the Emancipation, but at 35 days between runs, freshened up, came back to 1300. She's right in the contest. And Kinchachi, number 7, not sure what to do with her either, one where she gets in the run from that wide gate, but her form last prep was excellent. She was attacking the line with real desire when she resumed at Canterbury and kept that form going. First up here, she'll run a race here. I loved her most recent trial, that one at Rank on April 18. But two artistry, ticks all the boxes in the Godolphin Crown. 2, 3, 8, and 7.
Yeah, look, I think this will be win number 7 in the Godolphin Crown for the Snowden team, and it'll be artistry number 2. She's a nice mare. She presents beautifully, third up from a good draw. Bowman, dry track. Just trying to feel for negatives. I was looking one run at the track maybe, then she does run a place, and then I looked at maybe her best forms early in a preparation, not just after she's had a couple of runs, but I'm clutching at straws looking for negatives. She's just a good, genuine mare. So is number 8, though, Daisy Doom, and there'll be a place in this market where they overdo it and they'll step in on a horse like Daisy Doom. She's a terrific mare. She's in great form at the top level, mind you, and should be right in the thick of things again here today. Of the others, 3 Sweet Redemptions, a bit of a watch. Had really good form last preparation. And I would have thought, although she's up in class, Maternal, number 13. I just think she profiles right third up off a win, and it was a big win there at Sandown last time. Lightly raced looking mare with a pretty good looking record now. So I just had question marks on her. 2, 8, 3, 13. The other one I got my eye on here is Shillelagh, who nothing's gone right for in a few runs for this stable, number 10. But she should win, I would have thought.
Righto. Same for Darren Flindell. Artistry on top, number 2, to beat 8, 7, and 3. 2, 8, 7, and 3. Back in a moment on Racing HQ Saturday, the boys will outline their thoughts on the Guineas and the Gold Cup.
Get trackside for the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club this Thursday and Friday.
Be surprised in Wagga Wagga with exciting events and great pubs, clubs and restaurants. There's something for everyone.
Plan a trip for the weekend or stay the week. See you at the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival this Thursday and Friday.
To find out more about the Gold Cup Carnival, other great events and unique visitors' experiences, head to visitwagga.com. That's visitwagga.com.
Excuse me, mate. Does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way to payday. Because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train. We're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab. We love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
April is 5% extra discount month at ashtyvita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. ashtyvita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at ashtyvita.com.au.
Before, during and after the Wagga Cup Carnival, make your headquarters the Union Club Hotel.
The Union is smack bang in the heart of Wagga Wagga and is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner over the carnival.
Play safe and ride their courtesy bus to and from the races.
Full tab facilities are available and there's live music on the balcony following the races.
The Big Sports Breakfast is live from the Union on Friday. So come down and say hello to TK and Slats.
All this and more at the Union Club Hotel, Wagga Wagga.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ for a Saturday. Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas are with us, and Glenn Munsey from the TAB, tab.com.au. Glenn, what about the market for the guineas?
Yeah, back to race six, Andrew. Since we started the preview, another 1,000 has gone on Artistry this morning at the $2.90.
It's the spruik one of the morning.
Is it what? Putting it on like Brill Cream. In the seventh here, geez, that takes you back, doesn't it, boys? Wish I could use it now. The Blacktown Workers Club Hawkesbury Guineas here, which is the seventh. Good standing. It's running here at Hawkesbury rather than Eagle Farm, and it's a $7.50 chance. Lincoln Blue came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Generalissimo at 11, Sprite at $4.20. Calander, the $4 favourite now, a reversal of favouritism this morning. Careless Choice at 12. Calabasas came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Star of Monsoon with a tongue tie on at 21. Salsonic, 34. Tycoon Mars, 61. Prompt Response at $5.50. Rosa Carolina, 11. Shazzy Lee, 23. And By C, a $17 chance. Best supported runner here is Sprite, but a drifter this morning. The two favourites have flipped around this morning. Sprite's gone 4 to 4.20. Calander's gone 4.20 into 4. Calander, the second pick here. They roughly account for half the investment on the race. Third pick would be Prompt Response, and fourth pick would be the bottom one, By C, but it's a drifter this morning, 14 out to 17.
Yeah, the lead's there for Prompt Response if she wants it. Rosa Carolina can kick up underneath her if she wants to. Tycoon Mars got a little bit of speed, even By C. Although she's just out of maiden class, she can drive up there from barrier two. The favourite just posies up beautifully here, Calander.
Yeah, I've got Calander on top from Sprite here, Ron. I think they'll fight this one. I know they're both on trial at the 1400, but I think they'll both run it out strongly. And at level weights, I'm leaning towards Calander. Look, he did a super job to win at Canterbury on the Easter Monday meeting. He was three wide and exposed throughout against older horses, and having to overcome the track bias that day, yet he found a way to win, and he was strong late on the line. Promising horse, very lightly raced with so much upside. And as Ronnie said, he's just going to get the right one again. Hugh Bowman's got the good barrier draws and most of his rides today to give them every possible chance. And I think Calander is the horse to beat. From four, Sprite, very talented filly. She showed that last spring. She hasn't had much go right in her three runs this autumn. I know she failed at her only previous attempt at the 1400 in the surround. That was on a very heavy track. And just forget she went around that day. On top of the ground here on a home track, Sprite is right in this contest. Six, Careless Choice, another horse who's been inconvenienced by heavy tracks through the autumn, but still racing well. He's a talented horse, and he'll be hard to beat here, getting home hard, laid out wide. And 11, Prompt Response. As Ronnie said, she could control the tempo up front here. She goes into the guineas third up at the 1400 off a really solid effort in the car stakes, and she's an underrated filly. Prompt Response will give you a tremendous sight here, but I like 5, Calander, a horse on the rise, Ronnie. 5, 4, 6 and 11 in a pretty deep Hawks beginning.
Yeah, I agree. I think deep's the word. This is not cut and dried. I like him as well, and I think Sprite's the danger. But this is a deep, deep race with a lot of chances and a lot of ifs and buts. I'll go with him. He does look progressive. He just has to step up to that next level here. And, you know, like I said, he's 11 to 1400. He's wet to dry. He's, you know, there's a few little niggling things to say. Well, are you going to really put your hand up and say, I'm there. I'm a Brisbane Carnival horse. Maybe he can. I'll gamble that he can. I respect Sprite. She just cuddles up there from the inside draw, and she has got a turn of speed on these dry tracks. Look, if she's herself and behaves herself, I think she's right in this. Number one, good standing. He's a I would have loved to have got a push for him. He's a nice colt resuming. He's got form on the board, where these horses are promising to put form on the board. And number 11, Prompt Response. So she's really captured my attention in the yard at a two runs back from a spell. She's healthy, she's well, and look out, she doesn't jump out of the ground here on a dry track here today. 5, 4, 1 and 11.
Race caller Darren Flindell's all over Sprite here. The four best bet of the day to beat 5, 3 and 8. 4, 5, 3 and 8 for Darren Flindell in the Blacktown Hawkesbury Workers Guineas, race 7. The Livermole, and we welcome Livermole as a brand new sponsor of the Hawkesbury Gold Cup. Glenn?
Yeah, now they also sponsor the third race at Hawke's Bay, or Hastings today, Andrew. So what we've done a special double. It's basically the Livermole double, and some of the racing extras for the Hastings race into the Hawkesbury Gold Cup here. It's just a straight multi. There's only a 5-horse field in the New Zealand race, but you can check that out under racing extras there. So the Livermole Hawkesbury Gold Cup here over 1,600 metres. We start with Mighty Lucky, who ran a place in this race last year. He's a $13 chance. Famous Seamus at $41. Havana Cooler with the blinkers on at $16. Vanbra at $12. Fabrizio at $6.50. Spectroscope, the $5 favourite. Testa Shadow, $17. Pajaro, $17. Marinostro, $13. Ouvray at $41. Beyond Thankful at $34. Jesse Bell at $16. Moher at $9. Ruling Dynasty at $17. Kellyville Flyer with the duck. Paul King, the rider there, at $13. Duke of Valentinois. Winkers on, but they've taken the blinkers off at $11 and scratched the bottom two. No deduction taken for either one of those. Well, as you can imagine, a pretty good betting race here. The best supported runner is Spectroscope, who went up as much as $7 on Wednesday. It's responsible for roughly 25% of the total investment here. Second pick dollar-wise would be Moher, the stablemate. Third pick would be Testa Shadow, who we bet as much as $51 about.
First glance, I would have thought, there's plenty of speed here, but then I always get shaky when your two leaders are in barriers 1 and 2. That just drags so much speed out of races. So Fabrizio Moher will obviously the two go forward horses. Testa Shadow, he likes to chip away. He's a real bulldog and who likes to put himself there. And he's been, they've chipped away at him all week. He was 51, 41, 31. What is he now? He's
17. He's 18 to 17 today.
Yeah, so he's obviously got supporters there. I don't know what these horses do from out wide. Marinostro, Duke of Valentinois, Kellyville Flyer. I just think it's dangerous if they drag right back because there's so many real back markers in this race.
And the favourite, Spectroscope, Ron?
Spectroscope, well, he's got the barrier just to tag, you know, your Moas and Fabrizio. So he's very likeable as far as the map's concerned because he's got his stablemate, Havana Cooler, who goes back, drawn inside him, and he's got the two go-forward horses. So he just drags straight behind those two horses in barriers 1 and 2.
He's going to be hard to beat, Spectroscope, for sure. I'm going to lean towards Fabrizio, though, Ronnie. Look, I know you've got to have a bit of faith in this horse after his first up run, but look, that was a very heavy track, the 61 kilos. We heard from Mark Van Gestel earlier. There was plenty of reasons why he failed at Randwick. In the spring, he bounced back off a couple of indifferent runs with terrific performance. Remember, he came out of the Epsom and he won over a mile at Randwick and ran very fast time, won by panels. The key today, he'll get to the front, and as Ronnie suggested, probably controls here. Moher might just tag him, but if he rolls along at his own leisure, he'll be very hard to run down. He comes off a trial win at Hawkesby on Monday, and he looked more like his old self, and I think it'd be hard to beat him, number 5, Fabrizio. The danger, definitely number 6, Spectroscope, for the reasons that Ron mentioned. He's going to get the right run here, and 2 starts back, he was terrific, weaving through the field to win the prelude, and then in the Doncaster Mile, got caught in the wrong part of the track out on that very heavy surface that day. His run was forgivable. He's a class act, Spectroscope. The 8, Pajaro, on top of the ground. I thought he did a terrific job first up on the heavy at Ramwick. He prefers being on top of the ground. Second up here, he could run a race here, Pajaro. And the 3, Havana Cooler, last autumn, his last in work, he was super winning the Doncaster Prelude first up. Long time between drinks for Havana Cooler, resume here, but he's a horse very, very capable on his day to sprint well fresh, and he maps nicely here with a fast finishing burst. But 5, Fabrizio, Ronnie, if he can control this race up front, he'll give a tremendous sight in the Hawkesbury Cup. 5, 6, 8 and 3.
Impossible race. I'm hoping for a miracle ride from Tommy Berry here on Duke of Valentinois. He's got work to do, I can see, but I love his return. I've never seen the horse show so much desire and want to be in a race. So I think he's come back really well, and I'm giving him a Guernsey here. Almighty Lucky, I loved his first up run. I thought it was one of the runs of the day. Off a slowly run 1,200 to do what he did, tells me he's back as well as he's ever been, and he did run well in this race last year. Look, the Map horse, I can understand them moving in for Spectroscope here. He looks a horse with a nice future, and they're happy to train on with him after the Doncaster, so he must be doing well in the stable. And Vanbrugh's another knockout horse. He's a horse that's proven at the top level, and I just like the way he presents off a trial win here. 16-1-6-4.
Darren Flindell likes Spectroscope number 6 to beat 4-5-13. 6-4-5-13 for Darren in the Gold Cup. Guys, we've got about 3 or so minutes to look at the Allstate Shop Fitting Race 9.
Okay, we'll start with the top one as we normally do here, and this race, it's Beretta as a $6.50 chance. So is Broadside, number 2. Ziganui at $7.50. Be Like Dad came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. So Willie, 13. Classic Records, 14. Timeless Prince out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place, I think it is. Let me just check there. Sorry, yeah, 3 and 3. Then we go to Ancient History at $8. Louis CK at 10. Pirate Ben out, no deduction. Doubtston Charlie, 41. Not a Gypsy, 9.50. Gambler's Blues, 7.50. Damn Edge at 21. Hammond Lane is an $11 chance. And Ledger Station at $26. Best supported runner here is Gambler's Blues, 48 days off after the Wellington Cup. Second pick is Ancient History. Third pick is Classic Records.
Thank you, Glenn. We'll say good morning to you so you can get on your bike. Ron, what about the last here with pace?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of we've lost a couple of speed horses here, which takes a little bit of sting. Classic Records out wide with Beretta coming across, Broadside, maybe Legislation Damage.
Yeah, I thought Beretta was very game at Canterbury last start. Ronnie returned to winning form. He was tough on speed, just too good for Octavian Augustus. Tougher here. But again, he'll be up on speed, making his own luck. He'll be hard to run down. 3 Ziganui, underrated horse. He was terrific in the provincial championships final, getting home hard for third. He'll be giving them a start. With any luck, he'll be in the finish. 2 Broadside, had plenty of excuses at Warwick Farm first up. Coming back a fraction trip, my slight concern, but he's a very, very tough horse, Broadside. And watch for 9 Louis CK. If they roll along a little bit up front, this horse will be charging home later. Terrific finishing burst. But from the last race, pretty tough one. I'm going to stick with the horse in form, 1 Beretta from 3, 2, and 9.
Yeah, I found it tough as well, but I like the race. I think I'll be betting in this race and multi-wise. I'm keen that Gambler's Blues is going to run a much better race here today. I'll put him on top. Just maps beautifully here, and I thought back to 1500 is absolutely ideal third up. I think the danger's number 12, Not a Gypsy. Nice and fresh, 1500, perfect for him. I think Louis C.K. will run well, and best of the rest is Ancient History. I see really good value in the last 13-12-9-8.
13-12-9-8 there, and we're just showing for our TV audience, Ron, the replay of Gambler's Blues, or from its last run where it got out wide and finished off okay.
Yeah, I'm not taking any notice of that. He was a beaten odds-on favourite that day. He pulled up very distressed, and I just don't think 1700 second up for this horse was suitable.
Suitable. Okay, so back to 1500 today.
Yep.
The tips from Darren Flindell, 9 to beat 8-3-1. 9-8-3-1. Darren's best was in the Guineas, race 7, number 4, Sprite. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, Hugh Bowman could have a big day today, Andrew. I think one of his rides, race 3, number 2, Ruthless Agent, will be very hard to beat.
Race 3, number 2. And, of course, he and Tommy Berry, they jump on a plane tonight and ride in Hong Kong tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, Hughie's riding Werther in the big race, and he'll be really hard to beat over there too tomorrow afternoon.
He will be, and Tommy, of course, on Designs on Rome. Good on you, Ray, for our radio audience. We'll hear you tomorrow morning between 7 and 10 on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Thanks so much, Andrew, and good luck to all the listeners this afternoon.
Ray Thomas there. What about you, Ron? How are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Munsey fiddling with these prices all morning, but anyway, race 6, number 2, Artistry. I've got to go the line with her. I'm going to play the last 13, 12, 9, fiddle around those three numbers.
Okay, 13, 12 and 9 in the last there. And, of course, we've got that projected big six pool today that begins with race 4, the Forex Gold Rush at 140. And I wanted to mention also, Ron, earlier on today, James Cummings mentioned one there at Newcastle, Sea Bloom.
Yep.
Race 2 it is. So if you're looking for Newcastle, it was race 2, Sea Bloom, number 5. if you want to jot that one down. Good on you, Ron. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Looking forward to it, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Ron Duppasy and Ray Thomas with the preview, and Glenn Munsey's already in the car heading off towards Hawkesbury. We'll have a big coverage, obviously, on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1 right throughout the afternoon. Sky Thoroughbred Central, we wish you good morning. In a moment, we'll come back with a lot more on Sky 1 and Sky Sports Radio, and don't forget those preview times as well for Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Want to be coffee clever? Switch to 7-Eleven Dollar Coffee. Maybe freshly ground beans and how you like it. Short black, long back, latte, cappuccino. Take your pick. Good call. We've got an accident in Ashfield on Ormond Street near Parramatta Road. Another smash in Revesby on the River Road at the M5 motorway has one northbound lane closed. We're seeing really heavy traffic in Cars Park on the Princess Highway at Terry Street with another accident that's affecting traffic in both directions. And it is bumper to bumper in Mascot along Marsh Street as you approach both terminals. As a result, the M5 also on the brakes inbound from King George's Road. This week only at Snooze, NRMA members can show their card and save 30% off absolutely every product in store. Hurry and Sunday. It's amazing what a little Snooze can do. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Before, during and after the Wagga Cup Carnival, make your headquarters the Union Club Hotel.
The Union is smack bang in the heart of Wagga Wagga and is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner over the carnival.
Play safe and ride their courtesy bus to and from the races.
Full tab facilities are available and there's live music on the balcony following the races.
The Big Sports Breakfast is live from the Union on Friday. So come down and say hello to TK and Slats.
All this and more at the Union Club Hotel, Wagga Wagga.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool at Hawkesbury today and an $85,000 projected quaddy pool at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And it's time on Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1 to turn to Melbourne. We've got racing at Caulfield. They've had a fair bit of rain for the week and the track is a soft 5, likely to stay in that rating right through the day, according to track manager Jason Kerr. Rail out at 12 metres and it's overcast. Race 1, take out number 3. Race 2, the scratchings there are, the scratching is number 13. The 3rd, take out 3, 7 and 15. Race 4, take out 6, 8, 9. Race 5, it's 6, 7, 8, 10 and 12 are scratched. Caulfield race 6, take out 7 and 13. Race 7, 7, 8, 12, 14 and 15. Race 8, 9 and 11. And race 9, take out number 7. There are the scratchings. Let's welcome in the best in the business now, Dean Lester, first up. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
Soft 5, plenty of rain in Melbourne. I'm just battling, where was it? It was 64 millimetres for the week.
Totally remarkable how that track handles the weather, Andrew. Cop the similar rain to, say, Cranbourne, and Cranbourne's a good track, but it was a heavy 10 last night, and Caulfield's gone from a heavy 8 to a soft 5 in 48 hours. Remarkable.
Yeah, anyway, it's likely to stay there, and that sounds like it's a good response from the track. Mm. Hey, Dino, are you warm where you're sitting?
It's beautiful, Andrew, absolutely beautiful. And gee, I had a beautiful, comfortable view of the footy last night. It was lovely.
Yeah, well, our form analyst, Mark Hutter, he follows the Western Bulldogs in the AFL wherever they go. His son plays for them. Last night he would have been shivering there in the grandstand of the Canberra, and he's now shivering somewhere near the airport. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Hoss. Sitting out here, it's foggy. Foggy and cold, I can report from Canberra.
Well, I looked at it at 6:30 when we started this morning, and it was minus 0.6. Has it warmed up at all?
I can't get my hands off the phone to check the temperature, Hoss. I don't think it's warmed up that much, though.
It's staggering, mate. They should have won.
Yeah, they should have won, but they're back in business. That was terrific signs last night, so we're right back on track for the year now.
Yeah, well done to GWS, of course. They come back to Sydney in form, of course, with that win last night. All right, let's have a look at them. We've got nine races to look at. So Glenn Munsey's on the way to Hawkesbury. So here we go with the markets via the good old Tab app. And, of course, our TV audience will have the markets as well for these races. So in the first, number one, Soju Warrior at $2.90. Two Fomu is at $7. Four Judali at $3.60. Five Red Right Hand at $19. Wickelman number six at $7. Seven Magellan at $5.50. And down to 10, He Excels at $19. They're the main ones in the market. The favourite, Dean, in the first, Soju Warrior at $2.90.
Yeah, I couldn't take that price, Andrew, but I sort of don't really know what's going to win this race. I've tipped Judali. I was probably expecting it to be a little bit softer track than it's come up, but it wasn't so much that he won by 10 lengths at Stony Creek. It's just that he's got a little bit better with every run, and on his home track here, I'll go with him. I think Winkleman's got the right form. She won pretty well at Pakenham. It was a very fast run race, which suited her, but the format of that race is quite sound, and the previous run behind Montoya's Secret's terrific. I think she's the main danger. Soju Warrior's got to run the distance, but he'll be up on the pace and maybe fitter for that last run. And FOMO, Andrew, I thought you'd know about that. Fear of missing out.
Oh, really?
Well, yes. You had that all your life.
Yes, I have.
So
I've had it since day dot.
You should have something on it. It won pretty well first up. It's on a quick backup, but up to the 1800 is going to suit. 4, 6, 1, and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta, the same order here. I totally agree. Number four, Judali, was probably a good thing on wet ground. The soft five doesn't really worry me getting dry. I just think it's a very much an in-form stable. It's a horse on the improve. I think it will go forward, control the race outside Soju Warrior, and I think it'll win. I totally agree. Number six, Winkleman's the danger. Few of these will struggle at the trip. Winkleman won't. It'll be running on strongly. One Soju Warrior should spear to the front, be fitter for that last run. And I threw number seven, Magellan, in as a place chance. But I'm keen on four from 6, 1, and 7.
Matt Hill, of course, calling all the action for Caulfield today. He likes the four as well. Judali in the first. Four to beat 2, 6, and 1. 4, 2, 6, and 1. To race two at Caulfield over the 2,000. And number one, Schnitzelwood, in the Tab fixed odds market, is currently at 26. Gothland at 11. Czar Speed, 17. Hursley at 6. Wish Come True's an outsider at 81. Overberg, $8.50. Number eight, Super Haze. They didn't want to travel on the back up to Hawkesbury, so it's running here at $6.50. Anaheim at 5. Scratch from Adelaide to run here. Odeon number 11 is at $3.40, and they are the main ones in the market. There's been some moves here, particularly Super Haze. Back on Wednesday, it opened at 13. It's now at $6.50. And the other one, Anaheim's been $5 all the way through. Odeon's been sort of $3.30, $3.50, and now back into $3.40. Oh, there was another one. Overberg opened up 12 on Wednesday, Mark, and now $8.50.
Yeah, it's an even race, but I'm going each way number four, Hursley. It's a horse, it's had a sort of a tough preparation. It would back up, carry big weights, and very consistent without winning. I just think it's had time off coming into this run. Jar out of the track's perfect. It'll get a lovely run behind the speed, and it really shouldn't miss each way to beat number six, Overberg. It's like the one in the first for Kerry Mara. It's just getting better and better with each run. I think it's got a great chance. 10 Anaheim has to come back off those bog track runs up in Sydney, but certainly good enough. And 11 Odeon, who's got a hope, but I think he's rock bottom odds. 4, 6, 10, and 11.
Yeah, gee, this is an open race. I'm going to go with number 6, Overberg. I just like that Kieran's been very patient with this horse, and now getting him out over the longer trips as he's matured up. I'm going to go with him to beat 10 Anaheim. I thought just didn't handle a really bad ground in the Derby, freshened up. A lot of the three-year-olds that have come off those races we've seen in the last week, say Ruthven, was in a set weight race. This is a handicap and he's on the limit, so I think he's pretty well suited. He can run well. 8 Super Haze, I thought I'd be tipping him for sure at his next start, but he's run into a pretty decent race here. I've put him in for third, and as the track's got a bit better, Zarspeed's chances have improved because he needed that run last time out. He'll be fitter again. He'll give a good sight for a long way, but really open race, 6, 10, 8, and 3.
Matt Hill goes for 10, Anaheim, to beat 8, 6 and 11. 10, 8, 6, 11. Anaheim runs well today. It's off to the SA Derby. They just didn't want to make two trips to Adelaide when they had the right race today. To race 3, a benchmark 78, and with tab fixed odds, number 1, Tadai Tondo, an outsider at 41, Silver Bolt 26. Baby Don't Cry is at 13, Cosmic Lights $7.50, Dane Thunder $8.50, Lachetti at $7.50. Then down to the favourite, 11, Mr. Sneaky, open Wednesday at $2.50, now currently $2.25. Typhoon Jolly, it opened up Wednesday at 34, got to 18, now 15. Foreign Affair at 13, along with Wind Force. The bottom two, 13 and 14, both at $13. Mr. Sneaky is the $2.25 favourite here, Dean. And as I say, it's been specced. Cosmic Light's another one. It's currently at $7.50. It did open at 11.
Yeah, I think he's a good favourite, Mr. Sneaky. Of course, he had that trip to Sydney where he was a late scratching in the Carbine Club, first day of the championships when he played up in the barriers. Hence, he's got a barrier blanket on today, and he trialled recently to get his ticket back. I think he'll be too good for these. Three-year-old on the up. They usually beat these sort of horses at this time of year. To beat Cosmic Lights, not sure inside draw, absolutely ideal for him, but he's a good enough talent to run well fresh. 16 Thunder gets a perfect run here, I think, for Craig Williams and can get into the placings. And 4 Baby Don't Cry, 2 runs for Craig Whittison have been sound. 11 to win, though, from 5, 6 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same 4 numbers, and I agree, Mr. Sneaky. I think he just needs no bad luck and he wins. He's better than these. He should get a nice run midfield. He just has to get clear at the right time. I think he came a long way last preparation, and he should be too good. To beat number 16, Thunder, I think it looks the Quinella horse. It was good first up. It's drawn here to be outside horses and running on. 4 Baby Don't Cry and 5 Cosmic Lights. Both should get good runs from their draws, and they've got place chances. But 11 from 6 for me, 11, 6, 4 and 5.
11, 6, 4 and 5 in the third for Mark. And Matt Hill likes 11, Mr. Sneaky as well, to be 12, 6 and 8. 11, 12, 6 and 8. And Lee told me during the week, Lee Freeman, Mr. Sneaky, a good run here, Dean. And it's off to Scone in a fortnight's time. They're targeting that race up there. So if he can maintain what you expect, it'll be there next.
Why not? He's a promising horse.
Yep. Let's move to the three-year-old fillies race, race 4 over the 1,100. And number 1, Merriest, is at $4. 2, Moonlight's Choice at $3.40 with tab fixed odds. Down to 4, Snitty Kitty at $4.20. Soviet Secret at $15. Then all the way down to 11, Menabrea at $9. 12, Areno at $9. And 13, Club Tropicana at $8. Obviously, there's been a lot of scratchings here. The favourite is Moonlight's Choice at $3.40. But a few of them have tightened up, Dean, and that's, or Mark, I should say, simply down to a lot of scratchings here.
Yeah, it's the one to beat for sure, Andrew, number 2, Moonlight's Choice. It was fantastic first up. There looks like good, genuine speed here for it. Should be midfield or a touch worse. Peel to the outside, I'm sure you'll be able to run on. And just for that first up run, bit of extra fitness, it's the clear pick. To beat number 4, Snitty Kitty, not sure about the inside draw. It'll punch out, it'll lead, give you a great sight with the claim. Number 1, Merriest. Good win last time, bit harder here. And 5, Soviet Secret. I thought it was just ridden completely upside down fresh. It's had quite a ride here. It should run on, and it's got a place chance. 2 clearly from 4, 1 and 5.
Yeah, I like Moonlight's Choice. I think she can turn the tables on Marius. It was a really good first up run. She was back at a price. She looked great in the yard, and I think she can turn the tables on Marius too. Just had that perfect run last start. Not as well drawn here, different scenario, but she'll be very competitive as she always is in this grade. 13 Club Tropicana, she's drawn barrier 4. She's got the 3 speed horses inside her. It's going to get just a great run here. It's taken a while to really show her true ability, but I liked her win last start, and she can measure up here. And 5 Soviet Secret, I agree with Mark. Just too fresh first up. Quite a ride, she can get into the money. 2, 1, 13 and 5.
Matt Hill likes the 2 to beat 1, 4 and 12. 2, 1, 4 and 12 in race number 4. Race 5, the Thoroughbred Club Cup over the 1,200. Doubt I'm Dreaming, number 1, the raging favourite at $1.50. El Passam at 16, Kobayashi at $4.80, Seized at 7, In Denial at 15. Then the bottom three that are running, Nine Bassinide at 26, Proposal 41, and Audition number 13, a $34 chance. A lot of scratchings, Dean, but Doubt I'm Dreaming, $1.50 right now.
Yeah, he's an exciting horse, Andrew. We've only seen him in public three times, two trials and a race, and gee, his ability to pick up so quickly is what's exciting about him. And obviously, he's attracted a lot of attention off the back of that stakes win on debut. No reason he won't win here. He should just be too good. Kobayashi, still very raw, does a bit wrong, but it was a good win in sharp time when he won here last time out. Seized on the back up from last week's Super Vobis Gold Sires, ran quite well, and maybe El Pasimo. I don't like that form much, but the race has dropped away a lot after the scratchings. 1, 3, 4, and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same trifecta in that order. I do think number one, Doubt I'm Dreaming, probably wins. I don't want to take $1.50. It was outstanding winning debut. It's trialled well. Just the small field with the scratchings should help it get clear at the right time. To beat number three, Kobayashi, I think it is a danger. I think it'll go forward, control the race. It'll be very strong at 1,200 metres. It'll give a big kick. It wouldn't shock me to see it upset the fave. Out to number four, C. Gets a nice run, got a place chance. And maybe number five, In Denial. Bit of a task first up, 1,200 metres, but has got good ability. One from three, then four and five.
Matt Hill likes the one as well to beat 5, 2, and 4. 1, 5, 2, and 4 in race five. Race six, the next payment's handicap over the 1,200. We've got number one, RDD2 at $5. Extra Olives for Dean at 13. Highland Beat at 13. Leote at 11. Down to, in the market, number 8, Wise Hero at $4.80. Widgie Turf at $5.50. Board de Gain at 10. Sheriff Johnstone at 17. Terendah at 18. And then down the bottom, 16, Katsuro at 13. In the marketplace, it opened up Wednesday at 19, Katsuro now into $13. How do you see it? Mark in race number 6.
I'm going to have something on that bottom one, Andrew. Number 16, Katsuro. I thought on a wet track I would have been even keener. It was a terrific win first up on heavy ground. Then should have won last time. I think it draws two. It should follow Wise Hero everywhere. In a good race with a lot of chances, I could back it each way. To beat number 9, Widgie Turf. He's a beauty, this horse. Looks to have come back from a spell in great order. Trialled well. Be charging late. Number 1, RTD2. Terrific win last time. And 8, Wise Hero. Trialled well. Not sure about gate 1, but does look to have come back in great order. 16 each way in a tough race from 9, 1 and 8.
Yeah, very open race, Andrew. I'm going with RDD2, number 1. He beat Ken's Dream. Ken's Dream beat a few of these at Caulfield and then ran so well to Rich Charm last week. I think that's a great form line. He's had the little freshen up, running for Super Vobis money here. I'm going to go with 1 to beat 15, Hollywood Girl. I think with every run she's just improved. She's had a little freshen up. I think the form around Ashlaw is very solid and ties in with a few of these. Sheriff Johnstone, number 11, was wide all the way. Total to drop right out, but didn't last start. Even if he's wide today, I don't think it'll be as big a disadvantage as it was 2 weeks ago. Different scenario with the rail out. And Katsuro, I think, has got a great chance. He was unlucky at Sandown, but yeah, doesn't end there. Very open race. 1, 15, 11 and 16.
1, 15, 11 and 16 for Dean. The tips from Matt Hill, 1 on top to beat 8, 16 and 10. 1, 8, 16 and 10 for Matt Hill in race 6. Race 7, it's over the 1,100 at Caulfield. The market from Tab Fixed Odds. Pretty Possum at 18. Estimonay at 8. GNC 14. Down to 6 Miss Vista at 280. Down to 10 Grey Street at 390. Majestic. Just give me one sec as I try and cancel a bet here, Dean. My fat fingers aren't working too well here.
You're betting on the run here, Andrew.
Yes, accidentally. 10 Grey Street at 390, 11 Majestic Lass at 5, and that's about it. Few scratchings, obviously, but Miss Vista back on Wednesday, open 440. Scratchings along the road now, 280, Dean, in race 7.
You better have something on Majestic Lass, seeing you've
clicked on it. I better now, yeah. Yes.
I'm going with Grey Street. Grey Street and Miss Vista ran the Quinella recently. There's a weight turnaround. There won't be much in it again. Miss Vista was very well ridden, used her speed at the right time. I wonder if there's a bit more pressure in this race, but ultimately she's a fast horse. She'll give a good sight for a long way. But I'm going 10 from 6. Estaminet, I think we'll get the perfect run just behind the speed. She's trolled up okay. And 13, Bell Sapphire, the best of the swoopers, next best. 10, 6, 2 and 13.
Yeah, very similar here. Number 10, Grey Street, who just failed first up. Doesn't have to make up a lot of ground. Doesn't win out of turn, but got a terrific hope to beat number 6, Miss Sister. And a lead, and a lead for a long way. Totally agree. Number 13, Bell Sapphire, is the best roughie in the race. Just might be in the right spot, swooping down the middle. And fourth pick, number 2, it's Staminé. A disappointing last campaign, but got some chance here fresh. 10, 6, 13 and 2.
And for Matt Hill, it's 11, Majestic Lass, to be 10, 6 and 3. 11, 10, 6 and 3 in race number 7. We move to the second last, race 8, over the 1,440 metres. And Charmed Harmony, after a strong last start run, is currently $3.40 after opening up at $5 back on Wednesday. Star Exhibit over from Perth at $7. Zebulon number 4 at $5.50. 5 Heart Starter at $9.50. 7 Whistle Baby $4.80. And 10 Top Me Up for Dwayne Dunn at $6.50. So Charmed Harmony, 5 on Wednesday, now $3.40. Star Exhibit open $5.50, now at $7. And Zebulon's been $6.50 into $5.50. Dean, how do you see the second last, race 8?
Andrew, I think the key to this race is you've got one in-form fit horse taking on the three main dangers are all first up, and two of them are first start for Darren Weir, so we don't know quite where they're at. But I'll go with Charmed Harmony. This is his best track and distance. He'll lead, he'll put the pressure on early, which will break a horse like Top Me Up, and I think he'll be able to hold on. I'm wary of Star Exhibit. I think he's the better of the two horses from WA, a very capable galloper and could sprint well fresh. Zebulon's trial quite well. He's probably nearly a Group 1 horse, but his career's been punctuated by injuries and issues, but resumes here. And Heart Starter, the other weir runner, kicking off. But Charmed Harmony, the one to run down. 1, 2, 4, 5.
Yeah, I'm not mad on this race. I'll tip number 1, Charmed Harmony. It's certainly going to be in front. It's going to look the winner. Just has to carry that 59 kilos weight. To beat number 7, Whistle Baby. The drawing track will help the horse. It'll be poking through inside. It's consistent. 4, Zebulon. Just listening to the trainer talk during the week, it sounds like it might be a bit underdone, but a big talent. And then number 2, Star Exhibit. Another very promising horse resuming for Darren Weir. 1, 7, 4 and 2.
And Darren, or Matt Hill, I should say, likes Charmed Harmony as well. Number 1 to beat 7, 2 and 10. 1, 7, 2 and 10 in race number 8. The last race 9 and the latest from tab.com.au fixed odds on Pocalo number 1. It's at 19 along with Protology number 2. Rhythm Despair at 26 along with number 4, Lord Durante. 5, Nevis at 12. 6, The Chairman at $7. 8, Loving Home at 51. 9, Curra for Dwayne Dunn at $3.70. 10, Bradman at 18. 11, Fastnet Latina at $2. And Subiasso, the outsider, at 101. Fastnet Latina here for Archie Alexander, coming off 4 straight wins. Opened $3 on Wednesday. It's now $2 here. Mark, in the last.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, Andrew, look, I think number 6, The Chairman, is an each-way special here. He's terrific first up. He's going to be much fitter for that. Track conditions are perfect. The way the race will be run with Nevis going much harder this week is perfect. I think it's a great race for number 6, The Chairman, to beat 9, Curra. There's been very little between them. A couple of times they met. Curra gets a great run again here. Fastnet Latina can win. That's poison odds. It's a much harder race, this one. And then maybe number 8, Loving Home's got a place hope. Fresh, I thought it trialled quite well. I like 6 each way here from 9, 11 and 8.
Yeah, I like those three for the quaddie, and I like The Chairman as well. I think he's very attractive odds each way. He ran well first up. He has to turn the tables on Curra. Curra's beaten him 2 from 2 when they've met, but I just think the way this race will be run and the fitness on his side, he can turn the tables on Curra, who was good also last start. And you look at that form line, Sadako won that race and then won at Flemington on Tuesday. Fourth was French Emotion, who won at Caulfield last Saturday. So the form around these two horses, I think, stands out a bit from Fastnet Latina, who is very much under the odds, but he is winning. And Jordan Childs doesn't usually ride under 55.5, and he's riding 54. So that's a really solid lead to the rating he's got on the horse. And Nevis, who I think will lead for a long way, 6, 9, 11 and 5.
And Matt Hill in the last likes 9, Carra to beat 11-3-1. 9-11-3-1 in the last for Matt Hill, who's calling all the racing from Caulfield today. Mark, what do you like?
I'll go the first and the last, Andrew. I like race 1, number 4, Judelli, and I like race 9, number 6, the Chairman.
Each way the Chairman in the last, I think, wasn't it?
Well, we haven't got enough money to bet each way off. We'll just go win only.
We'll go win only. All right. So race 1, number 4, and race 9, number 6. And the good news, Mark, where you're sitting right now, it's 4.6 degrees.
Well, you know when they say on the weather, it's 4.6, but it feels like about 1. I don't think it's 4.6 where I'm sitting, I've got to tell you.
Geez, you're a big rat for Marnica Oval too, I see on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a pity.
Yeah, the line was, I think it looked like a little bit like a small oval Skinner Reserve in Melbourne.
Something like that, oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's a bit harsh to the Sunshineans.
Yeah, it is.
Skinner Reserve.
all right, you have a good day, mate. Safe travels back home.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. So race 1, number 4, and race 9, number 6. What about you, Dean?
I like race 3, number 11, Mr. Sneaky, and I'm in agreement, but I'm going to bet each way. Race 9, number 6, the Chairman.
I knew I'd marked each way for one of you.
Yeah, all right. Me.
It was you. All right. So race 3, number 11, and each way race 9, number 6 for Caulfield. Spotted anything else, Dean? You helped us on Anzac Day into one at Mowi there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I haven't got a provincial one, but I do like in Adelaide, the last race in Adelaide, as I'm getting my screen up.
Yeah.
There's a couple of good roughies here. They're both around the $15 mark, $16 with tab.com.au, in fact, and they are 7 Volatile Mix, didn't have any luck in the Port Adelaide Guineas, and 8 Adatto, who I thought ran very well first start for Lee Friedman. I think they're big odds in a race where I think it's up for grabs. So 7 and 8 there at good odds in that race.
All right, so that's race 8, Morfordville, 7 Volatile Mix and 8 Adatto. They're both the same, $16 and $4 basically the place there. Maybe something each way on both of those today. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear you tomorrow on Sky Sports Radio and then on Monday, of course, for Punters Postmortem.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there, Mark Hunter looking at Caulfield. This is Racing HQ Saturday. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. Bernadette Cooper will join us to look at Eagle Farm.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD188808.
Get trackside for the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club this Thursday and Friday.
Be surprised in Wagga Wagga with exciting events and great pubs, clubs and restaurants. There's something for everyone.
Plan a trip for the weekend or stay the week. See you at the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup Racing Carnival this Thursday and Friday.
To find out more about the Gold Cup Carnival, other great events and unique visitors' experiences, head to visitwagga.com. That's visitwagga.com.
Pressure, it's something that most of us don't like to be under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional athlete, it's something that I've had to get used to. Yet people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing sport. It may seem harmless enough, but constant calling out instructions from the sideline and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Sam Thaiday from the Brisbane Broncos, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Excuse me, mate. Does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way to payday. Because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train. We're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab. We love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool on Hawkesbury Gold Cup Day today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, welcome back. This is Racing HQ. We're now on Sky Sports Radio and we're looking at Eagle Farm Racing in Brisbane. We've discussed the track quite a bit this week. We'll talk to Bernadette Cooper in just a moment, but it is a soft 7, penetrometer 5.3 and the rails at 1 metre. Race 1, takeout number 9. Race 2 is clear. The third, the scratching is number 10. Race 4, number 3. Race 5, the scratchings are 2, 4 and 5. Race 6, number 5, good standing, of course, running at Hawkesbury. Race 7, clear, and race 8, takeout 1 and 6. Now, some jockeys, just in case you haven't got them. Race 1, number 11 at Eagle Farm is Tegan Harrison. Race 2, number 1 is Michael Carl. Race 3, number 11 is Brooke Ainsworth claiming 3. Race 7, number 4 is Larry Cassidy. And race 8, number 4 is Michael Carl. So five jockeys there that we've updated on for Eagle Farm. And let's say good morning to Bernadette Cooper. How are you, Bernie?
Morning, Ben. Really well. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here today at Eagle Farm. It's been a few weeks, obviously, since we've been here. So looking forward to the day. Obviously, we're all waiting to see how the track plays out, and time will tell.
Yeah, it will. Talking with Sean Bridges, the track manager, this morning, he knows that because of the remedial work that's been done over the last month, that's why it is a soft 7. They rolled the track on Thursday. He said, don't expect to see anywhere like what we saw on Tuesday with those morning gallops because it was dewy, and he certainly feels the track will race a lot better given the weather you've got, mid-temperatures, mid-20 temperatures, and fine and sunny.
I have to agree with a lot of what he says. Generally, we're seeing this track, even though it cuts out more than anything, it won't get deep, even though Penno's still, I know, mid-fives, but it won't get deep. It is that top section that cuts out, and some horses don't handle it at this stage. But there are a whole bunch of horses here today that do handle it, so I think stick with the ones that have got a proven record on it.
All right, well, let's have a look at these races. And in the first, with Tab Fixed Odds, number 1, Travinda, is at $6. Two Tail Event at $5.50. Three Stella Ombra, $9.50. Four John Rowe at $13. Five Commonel at $3. Down to 8, Missionary at $10. And 10, Sel Mazan at $7.50. And they are pretty well the ones in the market. Gee, it's a wide-open betting race. What have we got? We've got $3 favourite, Commonel, number 5, over the 2.
Yeah, I'm with the 2 here, Tail Event. No knock at all on Commonel. In fact, this track sometimes can race a little bit leaderish in these short ones, and if that's the case today, it will suit Commonel. But I don't think Tail Event will be too far away from him in the run. He's probably like to be sort of 3 pairs back. He may be a pair closer if he can from the draw. And barriers really with this new track haven't mattered at all, particularly from the 1,000 metres, like everybody thought they would. So I'm not worried about his barrier. I thought his win at Toowoomba was good. He beat a nice horse in Privlaka. We saw him win at this track on a soft surface only 5 starts ago when he won a no matchup win. So Jeff Lloyd to ride. 5 collar now. He's unbeaten fresh, and he hasn't raced since the 15th of March. So although he's not first up, he's definitely freshened up. 3 Stella Ombra, a winner here at the track. He'll love a hot speed, which he'll get. And the top weight Travenda, just keen to see how he steps out here today. Obviously, he's racing better company than most of these in Victoria. 2-5-3-1.
2-5-3-1 in the first. You know how I spoke to you the other day about just sort of keeping it tight because we're always running late?
You're not running late today.
I'm not running late today, so we've got 15 minutes here, so we can do it in nice, relaxed order. So ignore what I said to you the other day. I knew you'd laugh. To race 2, number 1, Punta Norte at $7, 3 Fast Arrow at $13, 4 Desert General, Tab Fixed Odds, $4.40, 6 Pindan Pearl at $8.50, down to 8 Slidini at $6.50. Then we move to the next one, which is number 9, Shiva Dali at $7.50, 11 Snapper at $15, 12 Jim and Andy at $9.50. The one that's been backed here is, with Tab Fixed Odds, is Slidini, number 8, opened at $8.50. It's now at $6.50, Bernie, in race 2.
Yeah. Look, I was tipping Hunter Norte here, but I was banking on 3 kilos for Rebecca Williams, and Michael Carl replaces her here. So I don't know that I will stick with him later. I'm going to have a bit more of a think about it. I had him ahead of Desert General purely on weight. So now that that's not the case, I may be inclined to swing back to Desert General. Hunter Norte was very good first up. He was really, really fresh, and he overcooked himself a little bit in the run, which he often does fresh. He's a beautiful, big, strong horse, and I just thought at 56.5 he was the one to beat, but now he's a lap 59.5. The flip side of that is he's drawn barrier one. He's going to put himself straight on the speed from his soft draw. So at this stage, he's on top. Desert General's racing super, and he has run into Punter Norte on a few occasions. And he was always met him better at the weight, as he will again now today because of that 3 kilos not being on. Pin and Pearl, I think it's an interesting runner, comes out of the Emancipation, the National Sprint. Form prior to that in those benchmark 85 was quite similar to a few of these horses, to be honest. But Tony Gollan says that this mare's going well, and he expected a race really well today. And then I threw in the 9, which is Chiva Dali from the Brian Smith stable, who's had 2 nice runs from a spell. It should be cherry ripe today. So 1, 4, 6, 9.
1, 4, 6, and 9 for Bernie in race 2. Race 3 at Doomba at Eagle Farm today. Number 1, Amexed, has been 18 out to 21. Ruling Force, number 2, at 650. 3, Feltra, also at 650. 4, Dance of Heroes at 440. 5, Emphasis at 11. 6, Dream Finish at $4.20. Down to 8, Marindi at $6. 9, Kaiser France at 16. And also at $16 is number 12, Court Star, for Tim Clark, who's riding up there today. Marindi's been the one here, Bernie. It opened up Wednesday at $9. It's now at $6 in this third race.
Yeah, it's a great weight for him to be carrying as well. Down in the weight, he's often up there carrying the 59. Look, I'm tipping the 5 here. I'm adding my each-way best bet of the day, Emphasis, and he was, well, he's always dangerous when he gets to 1,800, 2,000 metres anyway. But if you watch his last run, which was only over 1350, it was an absolute disaster for him. He ran into a few dead ends, prior to the corner, and he never got out the whole length of the straight. He was beaten just under 4 lengths. So I definitely think back to, a big track here. He's not really got wet track form at this stage, but he's only ever had one run ever on a soft track. So I don't know that we can say he doesn't like it. And he's out of a mare by long row, so I'm anticipating that he'll be okay on this track, and he draws a nice barrier. He's got Jeff Lloyd to ride him. And you really could make, he's been unlucky on a number of occasions as well, this horse. And last preparation, he ran into horses like Saga Miss and Colin Lill that were going great guns. So I really like him around the $12 mark today. I'm going to swap 4 for Feltra now, because I just think Dance of Heroes might struggle on the going here today. So going to put Feltra in as the danger. Obviously, Brian Smith is quickly second up to 1,800, so that tells me he's really training this horse to get back out to 2,200 again this preparation. So we'll go 5, 3, 8, Marindi. Obviously, down in the weights, it's dangerous, but this is a little bit better field, I think, than what he met last time out with Outraged. And then I threw in the 6, Dream Finish, who was very good, I thought, in the Toowoomba Cup last time out, loomed and just sort of probably ran out of gas there, third up. But back to distance, she's 1 out in the track as well. So 5, 3, 8, 6.
5, 3, 8, and 6 in the third. We get to the Del Rallo for the 2-year-olds here, a listed race over the 1,200. A number of these coming back, and a few that are up and going with fitness levels. Ours to Keep is one of those coming back for Chris Munts, number 1, currently at $3. 2, Snitzcraft, also on the way back at $2.25. 4, Bowl Kingston at 21. 5, Capital Gain at 7. 6, St. Patrick's Day at 26. Down to 8, Pricing Power at 21. 10, Cool Mover at 14. And Atalia Bella, number 11, at 16. It's up the top here, isn't it? Ours to Keep open Wednesday, $3.50. It's now $3. Snitzcraft opened up $3.50, now $2.25. Of course, we've had the scratching of Condor Heroes along the road since Wednesday. What's your thoughts here, Bernie?
Yeah, look, I want to stick with Ours to Keep. He's met twice Snitzcraft and beaten him twice. Obviously, Snitzcraft had a couple of excuses. I think one One time he blundered out of the barriers and sort of fell on his nose. And the other time was in the Feeling Ready, where our heat was happy enough to take a sit on Snitchcraft and run him down. So for that, I have to stick with him. I know Snitchcraft was drawn underneath in his day, and it's interesting that they put blinkers back on this horse because he can be one that just really wants to rip, tear and bust. And he's also a little bit questionable, I think, in the wind as well. So I'm thinking if they both ping the gate well here, it's likely Damien will put that early pressure on Snitchcraft and hope, try to push him into that sort of over-racing position, and he gets a nice camp on him. So that's how I'm anticipating it will pan out. I'm one to beat two. St. Patrick's Day is an absolutely gorgeous horse. So I earmarked at his first preparation when he ran down the track behind Calissimo. I see he's returned to win at the Sunshine Coast, and what a win it was. I know in much weaker grey, but I just think he's a horse to keep an eye on for the future. And Capital Gain, obviously up in grade here today, but he's been really unlucky. So 1, 2, 6 and 5.
1, 2, 6 and 5 there. To race 5, the Sky Thoroughbred Central Cutest for the 3-year-olds. A few scratchings here. Number 1, Oink at $5. 3, Billy the Kid at $2. 6, Zarmex at $9. Down to 8, Desert Cowboy at 10. 9, Lipstick Lover 13. 10, Chief Joseph at 17. And number 14, Sanaja at $13. Obviously, a few scratchings at the top, numbers 2, 4 and 5. Billy the Kid opened 240. It's now the $2 favourite. Bernie?
Yeah, I think he's a deserving favourite. I think he's the best horse in the race. I think he's drawn a terrific barrier for him. He's got a 2.5 kilo pull in the weights over a horse like Oink. He was nothing short of brilliant his first two starts last preparation, and then he ran third behind Winning Rupert. So he had a faultless preparation with those three starts. He's a big, strong, strapping Savabeel, and he seems to love Eagle Farm. So I'm happy to take the even money about Billy the Kid here. And I just listening to Johnny Marr on the radio, and he was sort of saying, oh, whatever he does today, he's going to improve on. But John is one of those trainers that does err on the side of caution as well. So I don't want to read too much into his words there, but I think you'll find he's quite tuned up here today. So I'm 3 to beat 6. Zamex, he's a nice horse. He did great things. In fact, he won from impossible positions, actually, at his first two starts in a race. And then he just didn't, he failed to fire a shot, really, behind Volpino at his third start, but then he quickly went for a break. So big track, 1300 first up is ideal. Oink's a nice horse, no doubt about it. Worries me, 59 kilos here today, first up 1300. And then I threw in the 13, which was Do Not Say Anything from the Laurie Mayfield Smith stable, looking for some value for first horse there, but he's a winner over 1400 at Gold Coast, 3, 6, 1, 13.
To the feature race today, which is the Victory Stakes, is race number 6 on the program. And it's due at 3:07. Good Standing is the only scratching. Number 1, Takedown at 3:30. 2, Music Magnate with Tab Fixed Odds, 2:60. 3, Hofgarden, 6:50. 4, Sony Legend at 41. Good Standing out. Miss Cover Girl, number 6, at $11. And 7, Tumbler at $4.60. Bernie, how do you see this race, the Victory Stakes?
Yeah, it's a good little race, even though there's only 6 runners. You can really make a case.
And, Bernie, I will jump in and just welcome back Sky Racing 1 to our preview. We're looking at Eagle Farm Racing today with Bernadette Cooper. And we're at the feature, the Victory Stakes, Bernie. So how do you think it'll roll out?
Well, I think it's a very interesting little race. I mean, obviously, Takedown looks our natural leader here. I don't know whether they'll ride Miss Cover Girl forward. I wouldn't imagine they want to give up barrier one too much, but to be honest, she had a bit of a failed preparation last time in. Takedown struck that very wet track first up. It was probably his worst run to date. Music Magnate obviously returned with a very strong win in the Expressway, which is a very similar race to this one, to be honest. And then he got bogged down on those wet tracks, since been back to the trials and a nice winner. So there's so much to like a lot about these horses. But one thing we know about this Queenslander Hofgarden is we know he loves this track. We know that he's worked exceptionally well here on this track. And even though normally we might surmise that these horses would be too sharp for him over 1,200 metres, we think, because he's going to handle this track so well, he's a real winning chance. So I am sticking with the Hof. Over Music Magnet, he's a Doomba 10,000 winner, Group 1 winner last year. He returned in great fashion, and unfortunately for him, he struck two bottomless tracks of his last two. Takedown, I think everybody loves Takedown. We're hoping Gary's here today, and he's going to throw a hat away again if he wins. So he's just, you know, a warhorse, really, isn't he? Group 1 winner himself there as well. But I don't want to leave Tumbler out. Obviously, massively up in grade here today, Tumbler. But if you've won 6 of 7 anywhere, you must be going quite well. Probably the draw is tricky. I think she probably goes back from there. And is she good enough to come from behind these horses and be able to run past them? Time will tell, but I'm 3-2-1-7.
Righto, to another of the features, the Gun Sing Classic today at Eagle Farm. And the Tab Fixed Odds have Dreams of Plenty, number one, at $1.95 right now. 3 Spring Tycoon at $4.20. Violate number 4 at $8.50. 5 Reeling at $10. 6 Cubus at $7. And that's about it. The next one is Gary Moore's runner, Cooming number 9 at $23. $1.95 right now. Dreams are plenty with Tab Fixed Odds here, Bernie.
Oh, I've just had to. You can't beat him, join him, they say, Ben. So he's just tough, isn't he? And even though he may have been run down had that race been a couple more hops at Toowoomba, he did so much work, as he did here when he won here as well. It took him, you know, some 300 or 400 metres to find the front at Toowoomba. Admittedly, he may have had a little bit of a home track bias there. They charge up that hill a little better if they're trained there, which he is these days. But still, we go back to his Eagle Farm win here, where he was just sort of set alight from the 1400 and romped it in, albeit a weaker race than this. Spring Tycoon chased him well the other day, and he probably lost a little bit of ground on the corner, which told on him at the finish line. He's a winner here at the track, also Spring Tycoon, and just a nice little colt from the Stewie Kendrick stable. 5 Reeling obviously did great things at his first preparation. Also a winner here at the track when he beat Noah Animosity and Order again. I think there's plenty of merit in his first up run. It was just too short for him. He'll be much better suited here today and cause a nice barrier. And then I threw in the 6 Cubas, who Rob Heathcote tells us is screaming out for the mile. So we'll see how he goes at it. 1-3-5-6.
And the last at Eagle Farm, a few scratchings here also. Number 2, Time to Talk at $11 with Tab Fixed Odds. 3, Trubia at $10. Heart of a Warrior at $18. Down to 7, Prove Larka. Opened up Wednesday at $3.80. It's now $3. Mystic Opal, number 9, at $4.40. In His Stride at $6.50. And the best of the rest is number 10, Hotel Cost at $19. It's a sort of an open sort of race. Prove Larka, though, as I say, it's been the one that they've backed, Bernie.
It is an open race. It's really 4 or 5 strong winning chances here. I'm going to settle on Mystic Opal first up, because first up last prep, she was absolutely brilliant. She's a mare that's continued to really grow and develop and strengthen. She's really strengthened up in the last 12 months. And natural progression should see her being able to take on this sort of calibre of horse and win. We know she eats up the ground here on the course proper. She absolutely loves it. A little bit of a, you know, worry speed-wise here with Polonikis and Lucky Tom out. They were the speed in the race. And that's going to play, you know, probably against horses like In His Stride as well, who I definitely have in the mix. So it'll be interesting to see. Privlaka doesn't fall into that category. He can make the speed, or he can come off the speed, and certainly his run at Toowoomba was great. So a 9-7-10 and throwing in 5 Lord Coconut as a knockout there. He's got good fresh form. So 9-7-10-5.
9-7-10-5 in the last Mystic Opal there. What's the standout bet, Bernie?
Yeah, I found it really hard to make a standout today. So I've gone each way in the 1800 metre race, number 5, Emphasis at about 12.
Okay. Can I just get you to repeat that? What's the best?
Yep, race 3. Number 5.
Race 3, number 5.
Emphasis each way.
Okay. Good on you, Bernie. We'll be watching. Let's hope it plays okay at Eagle Farm.
Indeed. Thanks, Ben.
Bernadette Cooper there. Now, we're going to farewell Sky Racing 1 again as another race approaches. We say goodbye to them right now. And we are going to continue on now with Newcastle. We've got a good 4. The weather is fine there. Let's check out the scratchings for Newcastle. Take out 1 and 4. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, the scratchings are 3, 6 and 7. Race 4, take out number 7. Race 5, 4 and 6. Race 6, the scratching is number 10. Race 7, number 11. And race 8, take out 4, 8, 10 and 11. They're the scratchings. Couple of riders. Race 1, number 5 is Mitch Bell. And race 6, number 9, Louise Day, claiming 4. And Gary Harley's online. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Delightful day here in Newcastle. Not one cloud in the sky, mate. The sun beaming down, and it's one of their big days of the year, the Hunter Melanoma. A very popular day, Andrew. The function areas are booked out, and looks like we're going to have a good program. I really like the program as far as the race meeting's concerned, too.
All right, well, let's hook into them, mates. In the first race, with Tab Fixed Odds, the favourites are all sort of down the bottom part. 6 Kenny Wynn at 370, 7 Lady Elizabeth at 320, and 8 Mystical Query at 270. They're the three settlers. Number 9 is at $7. Gary?
I like Mystical Query, the filly. Philip Atkins trains her up there at Maitland. Phil's got about half a dozen in work there, not far from the CBD, actually, where he's got his stables, but he works them at Broadmeadow. And he trains his filly for Lee Rowan. That in 2014, Andrew, you'd remember they had a smart horse called In Cahoots, won the Gosford Guineas, and it went to Melbourne, won a listed race at Caulfield, placed in a couple of group races. Now, Lee bought this filly at the Scone Sales. She's only had the one run at Cessnock back in December over 900. Showed really good speed to be up outside the leader, three deep, and she runs second, not beaten far. Went to the paddock, come back. She won a three-horse trial the other day, which is hard to, you know, get wrapped in. It was on a synthetic track, but she absolutely bolted it, and she seemed to go very good. So I got her on top. Number 6, the second in the race. Can he win? 3 country placings in its last 3 starts. Got very good speed, suited by the 900. 7 Lady Elizabeth for Jason Coyle. One of the trials at Warwick Farmers, all right. And number 9, Settlers, 8, 6, 7, 9.
8, 6, 7 and 9 in the first. Race 2, we've got 3 Miss Nelly at 12, down to the short price favourite Sea Bloom, $1.45. Thank you, James, for the tip earlier this morning. Sensor Cobra number 6 at $5, and So Easy number 7 at $6. But Sea Bloom dominates it.
Absolute class above him, Andrew. If I was a bookie, I wouldn't be betting any better than that. Look, first up from a spell, 3 runs back at Warren, she was a certainty beat. Got badly held up at the top of the straight, and by the time she got clear, the bird had flown and she flew home to just miss. Then she got to Warwick Farm on a heavy 9. She was looking for run, got unbalanced under pressure on the heavy track. And then she come here the other day, and on a race where they weren't actually coming from the back, she come from a mile back and flew home to just get beat. She's too good for these. $1.40-something suggests that. 5 on top, and for the record, my other numbers are 7, 6 and 3.
5, 7, 6 and 3. Race 3 at Newcastle this afternoon with Tab Fixed Odds. Number 1, Dr. Zed at $6. 2, The World Over at $8.50. 4, Cadero for Robert Thompson here. Open 2.30. I know there's been scratchings. Now $1.90. And 8, Ski Field down the bottom at $3.70. 9, Vindex at $11. Another shorty
better
here, Gary.
Day. Sorry, mate. Better the day, Cadero. Trained by the Hawkses at Rose Hill. And as you said, Robert's riding it. He's only had 2 runs, his 3-year-old. Way back in June last year, he got beat 2.5 lengths on debut at Canterbury. Really made good ground late. Had a good spell of the 10 months. Come back, and he's run as a ripper the other day, first up at Canterbury. Got beat about a length, got back midfield, and at the end of the 1,200 on the smaller track like at Canterbury, he was really hitting the line. Now, the big track today, Barrier 1, and he goes to 1,400. He looks a good thing, and every time the Hawkses bring these horses to Newcastle on a Saturday, they don't come that often. They always book Art Thompson to ride them, and they've got a terrific strike rate. It's the bet of the day, but you've got to take $1.90. Number 8, the second, Skyfield. It finished 4th in the race at Cadero, run 3rd in the other day at Canterbury. Chris Waller trains it. It'll be improved by the runner. It's only had the 1 start. 1 Dr. Zed, placed at Hawkesbury, and number 2, The World Over. 4, 8, 1 and 2.
Race number 4 is a maiden over the 1,200 with Denham Street the only scratching. One freeway for Brodie Loy. Got a bit of a through yesterday. Brodie rode Fell Swoop in its trial down at Goulburn. It's at $4.20. Madison Gardens at $4.60. Four Tie Boxing at $7. Five The Bar is at $2.10 and obviously the favourite. And the best of the rest is 8 Naya at $18. The Bar here for Jeff Penza, dominating favourite. Gary?
Yeah, another good thing, mate, The Bar. One of the Godolphin team. Had two runs way back before Christmas. Run second in a race here at the Beaumont track. Went to the paddock 4 months off and was a bit stiff at Wyong first up. It was 23 days ago. Coming to the home turn, it was travelling okay, but got held up. And then the horse got, like, unbalanced when they straightened up on that short straight there and hit the line good to only get beat 1.8. The big track's what she's looking for. She'll win, I reckon, number 5, The Bar. Number 2, Madison Garden. Only 2 lengths away at Canterbury last start. Over-raced early and in the middle stages of the race. And the run was okay. It laid in a bit in the straight, but it was only beaten 2 lengths, so it's the main threat. 1-3-way, well, gee, we haven't seen Brodie up here for a long time at Newcastle. Good to see him back. He's a very, very capable rider. It should run okay for Bjorn Baker. And number 4, Tie Boxing. 5-2, 1-4.
To race 5, a class 2 over the sprint trip of 900 metres, and number 1, Tornadic at $2.30, 2 Rebel Miss at $3.20, 3 Too Fast for Love at $3.30, Serious Star number 5 is at $12, and the next best, numbers 8 and 9, both at $26. Gary?
Andrew, he is an absolute flyer, number 1, Tornadic. Every horse was born to run 900 at him. Albert Stapleford produced him in a 1,000-metre Gosford maiden on a good track back in October. Josh Parr rode him. Josh never moved one iota. There was only 4 runners, admittedly. But he won by over 3 lengths on the bit. Then at Canterbury, he ran 3rd there behind Gibraltar Girl. And look at, she won the other day. Then he went to Wyong and he blitzed him in a 1,000-metre race there, showing blistering speed again. And then after getting beat 5 lengths by Calandra at Randwick, Albert sent him to the paddock. Albert's only got a couple of horses in work these days, but he is a real flyer. He's owned by Albert's nephew, Robert, who lives up there in the Hunter Valley, and the rest of the Stapleford family. He's drawn a bit tricky, but the little girl's a terrific rider, Rachel King. She'll claim 1.5, and the 900, he's resuming without a trial, but that's what he wants. Rebel Miss is a good filly, trained by Matty Smith. A definite chance. I remember the day she blitzed them one day at Doomben. She didn't race that well last time in, but she went to the paddock and she's come back and had a couple of trials. Number 3, Too Fast for Love, transferred from Bjorn Baker to Kim Waugh. Went well the day at one at Gosford. This is a very good race. And Serious Star, the other one. But I'm keen on Tornadic. It'll hit the ground and run. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
To race number 6, a benchmark 65, Explosive Scene number 1 there at $8, Pacific Rain at $6, Exit Ozo $5.50, Reinforced at $3.40, it's been a drifter out to $3.40, Back to Jacko at $5.50, and Collateral number 6 at $9.50, LeBrook number 9 at $10. Few in the market here, Gary, Reinforced an easing favourite at $3.40.
Andrew, I've been with him. He's 2 runs. I'm going to put him on top again, but he has been costly for punters. He's one of those James Aaron bloodstock horses, Newgate's in the ownership as well, the Batemans, and he showed so much promise until he broke down. He got beat a couple of lengths to Prized Icon in the Fernhill, but he broke down. He done a tendon, and he was out for 11 months. He's had 4 runs back. First up at Newcastle, off the map into $2.10 on the Beaumont track, through Mitchell Bell as soon as they jumped. Then he come back here and was just beaten. He ranged up to win. And then he come on, that was on the big track, again on the course proper. He runs second at a $3.60 favourite. He had 2 runs back to his stable mate. And forget his last run at Canterbury. He didn't like that track there one bit. He's going to get a lovely run for the one barrier. I reckon it's now or never for Reinforced. But that's about his price. I wouldn't be taking any shorter. Number 3, Exitose, going well for the Crendi trainer, Scott Thompson. Won at Scone, a good second, not beaten Fart Warwick Farm the other day. Number 5, Back to Jacko for Benny Smith, and definite open the race. Two good placings on this track last recently, and 2 Pacific Rain. Numbers 4, 3, 5, 2.
The favourite in the second last, 4 Estria for Jeff Penza at $2.80. It's been well backed, $3.60 into that price. Gary?
Another special, owned by Godolphin. It's a feast or a famine for me today, Andrew, no doubt about that. Estria ran fourth on the Built One, came to Newcastle, won a race on protest against its stablemate, Obscure, on the Beaumont track, and the protest had to be upheld. The interference was too severe. Never got a crack at him on the main track here beyond the Pinnacle in a good race. Couldn't get clear, and then run second at Warwick Farm the other day on a heavy. Tricky barrier, but Jeff Penza and O'Shea are